Welcome back to the 9 till noon show. Our last hour of the week is dedicated to, I suppose, switching off a little bit, planning what we might do, be it the cinema, theatre, TV or whatever, over the next weekend or weeks or whatever. Okay, I shouldn't really try and be fancy with my introduction because it simply doesn't work. Good morning, Fionnuala Rabbit, and good morning to Michael Letty.
Good morning.
How are you both getting on?
Good.
Good.
Excellent.
Very good.
I think this morning was, I don't want to be depressing in any way, shape or form. I thought this morning was the first sort of, right, we're heading into the autumn now. It kind of felt dark, a wee bit chillier in the morning. It's kind of upsetting, isn't it?
Even last night was very kind of dark and grey clouds, kind of getting colder in the evenings and the whole thing. Kids back to school now.
Well, where's that weather? We're supposed to be adults basking in the sun while the kids go back to school.
Oh, week after next,
I'd say. It'll come, yeah, it'll come.
Happens. Week after next, it'll all turn.
It'll come, yeah.
Hopefully.
Indian summer, yeah.
Right, okay, let me see. How was your week, Michael? Everything go well for you?
Yeah, it was a very good week, actually, yeah.
Okay. Topical. Jimmy's Winning Matches is back on Green Arm Theatre. And, of course, this the timing couldn't be better because, obviously, Jimmy's back. Now,
it's the best PR they could ever hope for, isn't it?
But you're going to make the point, I am sure, that this is a brilliant show, but you don't have to be a big, massive football fan or even a sports fan, really. The sporting element of this is as much as a mechanism for telling a wider story.
Absolutely, yes. This show was around once before. It was around back in January. Very successful, very well received run, hence its return for three nights. Began last night. Again, it's in tonight, it's in tomorrow night in the Green Arm Theatre here in Letterkenny. And exactly as you said, he's doing me out of a job, Phil, and I have nothing left to say.
I just wanted you to say something different than the last time you watched it.
So exactly as Greg just said, it's very much, it works in two different ways. If you're into the sport aspect, then 100% you're going to get a lot out of this because you'll have lived through this experience vicariously by following your team and everything that happened. And if you're not as invested in the sport aspect, it is, and I have seen it before, it is just a story of this young woman over a certain number of years of her life, and we track the highs and lows of her life as well. And some great things happen and some sad things happen, and it's how she resolves and how she's herself very invested in the team and very invested in their success and that sort of thing. It's very funny. It's a one-woman show. Louise, the lead act, Louise Conahan, amazing. She is, as I said back in January, I'm sure you remember me saying how dynamic and impressive she is. She's just amazing.
Did you
on stage.
See it in January, Fionnuala?
No, I was away.
You were away from it.
So
it's highly recommended, and it's back, and that's really it. That's why it's on the top of my list.
Is a one person show different to a multicast?
Absolutely, yeah. Because
is it a different viewing experience?
It is, because I think you have to give that extra suspension of disbelief. I mean, when you go and see a play and there's five or six people on stage, you can probably suspend your disbelief enough to think, oh, I really am in somebody's kitchen and I'm watching the dad and the mum and the cranky aunt and whatever happens to be. But with a one-woman/one-man show, they play all the characters. So Louise effortlessly, I stress, conveys not only herself, but her brother, her friend, her father. She conveys everybody in that world. And shows I've seen, both local shows and national shows that have been touring, have always impressed me. Like there's you know, Michael Murphy, you know, Michael Murphy. His shows are, again, it's like you sometimes come home and you think, did I only really see one person? Is it like, was there not like 10 people on that stage? Louise is a bit like that. You kind of feel like, was there not three or four other people there with her at some point?
Brilliant. Okay,
and the energy they have to bring to
it. It's an amazing thing to see.
It is, yeah.
The amount, just even, as I said, it's the thing about theatre is you don't really know. There's never a bad, it's very hard to have a bad theatre experience because there's usually something you can take from it. But in a one person show, even if it ends up that the subject matter or whatever within it isn't something that's necessarily, you know, ticks your boxes. But just to see an individual that can capture your attention and have that, you know, for an hour,
an hour, 15 minutes,
that can, you know, move from one person to another. Like, it's an amazing thing to see.
And it's much more communal than, I mean, cinema's great and you go to the cinema and that's great. But I mean, and you're in the theatre, particularly for something like this, which is very emotive.
It's
something
we group the cinema in with theatre.
Oh, we do, of course, yeah.
Two very different things.
They are, yeah, absolutely. Okay, right. But something like this that will touch a chord, like with a lot of people in the audience, there'll be an emotional response to the subject matter. And then you're in the room with those people and it's a crowd of people and that energy is in the room too. So theatre has that, I think. Okay. It's one of the things it has over cinema.
Right,
I think.
Both of you were at Century Cinemas and you watched this. Should I play the...
Strays?
Yeah, shall I play the promo for it?
Well,
I think there's beeping in it.
Okay, it better be the beeped one.
Definitely beeping.
It better be the beeped one.
Should we try the beeped one? Yeah. I did PFL it and it seemed okay. Here okay. We go.
Hi there, big dogs. I'm trying to get home.
I know which way that is.
Oh, great.
Right up my ass, you little...
Okay, well, that'll probably do. It was beeped out. Okay, but
what? Know what they're saying.
I'm still a little bit drunk.
I am going to suck you.
No, I'm still a little bit traumatized. No, I don't mind that at all.
No, I'm only joking.
No, yeah. I'm still a little bit traumatized about it.
Totally traumatized.
Mikey texted me, he said, you come and see Strays. And I, for some reason, because I saw the poster, and I was like, oh my God, yeah, it's like a Disney cartoon. And we were standing for the popcorn, and the young fella behind the counter was saying, oh, it's great, it's so funny. And I was like, oh, well, Michael's here to review it. I'm just here because I love a cartoon.
I know.
And he was kind of looking at And suddenly I sat down to watch it, and I went, yeah, this is not Disney.
How quickly is it apparent that this is not a family show?
In the first 10 seconds.
Like, oh God, it's just...
It was so funny to watch Feluna's reaction. It was not at all what Feluna...
I spent the first half hour going, why are they saying bad words? This is not what I prepared myself for.
And what's funny
for.
Too, in the trailer, they actually blur the mouth out as well of the dogs.
Very clever.
Oh, yeah. Because every time the dogs talk, you would swear that their mouths are moving to the exact wording. So I'd say they've used whatever that thing where you
CGI,
see all the babies singing the songs.
Yeah. Yes.
They seem to have used, but it's like flawless in it now, I have to say.
Wait,
you genuinely would.
What? I thought that. Dogs were talking. What? What, Feluna? What?
Well, you know, like we were talking afterwards about like movies like Incredible Journey and different things. You know, back in the day, there was those movies about, you know, people moving house and forgetting the dog and
the dog two dogs and the cat
travels across America.
I kind of, from the trailer, I kind of got the feeling this is really in the Ted space. If you Ted.
Yes. It's in that space.
Oh, it's definitely in that space.
It's very much an adult comedy. It's like 16, cert. It's not a family thing. It's full of vulgar jokes. It's very funny. Loosely, it's the story of a scrappy, adorable little pooch.
I love when he starts giving sort of the storyline of films like this. No, I do.
Who's abandoned by his absolute dirtbag owner, and he falls in with some strays, and he's like, they adopt him, and he's like, I'm not a stray, I'm just playing a game with my owner. And Will Ferrell is really good at being the ever optimistic, no, he's just playing a game with me. So they all set out on a quest for him to return to his owner, and of course they have loads of mini adventures along the way, and there's lots and lots and lots of really bad language, and it takes some dark turns.
But do you get is there a point whereby you're watching it and you invest yourself a little bit in the story, you don't realise it's talking dogs?
Completely.
Yeah. No?
Completely.
It's just a completely.
The critics have said this a lot of. No, I mean, critics have. It's about 2 to 3.
Like, I find myself watching Ted, there does come a point when you're sort of tracking what's happening, even though it's a stupid comedy, whereby you switch off for a second that a grown man is chatting to a big, fluffy, talking teddy bear. That's kind of what I'm talking about here.
I agree. No, I think that is there. I think you do care.
It's insane. That's the problem.
The point of the film, I think, is that dogs are eternally nice and loving, by and large, and that a lot of people are not that nice, are nice to dogs.
Yeah. And it comes another film that holds the mirror up to society. Fantastic.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
And while,
I've had one of them in a while.
While mentally traumatising you with the language. And,
yeah.
And
some of the imagery.
Imagery and...
Yeah, some of the stuff is dark. There was a point in the film...
Sexual thoughts.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that too. But there was a point where it got really dark and Feluna was ahead of me by about 30 seconds and I heard a gasp come from my immediate left and I was like, why is she gasping? And then I was like, oh, I see where this is going. Yeah, this is actually really dark.
Right, so I'm actually going to get you to almost finish your review. Now, you can jump in, of course, as yes. normal, but I have a feeling Fionnuala's is going to be a very different take. So
oh,
I'm going to ask
no,
you...
Well,
one sec, I want to get the marks out of 10 first. There's a plan to this. What would you
Eight.
Give it out of 10?
I loved it.
Right.
I was listen, the way I put it, Greg.
You see, Fionnuala, I didn't want you to influence him downwards. That's why I insisted on getting
if
his
you were watching
first.
A comedy and you're laughing from start to finish.
Yeah. I know films that he's going 8+ on, and I know from your face ones that are not quite as
no,
that.
I mean,
so go ahead.
This is not, to be honest, this is not really my cup of tea anyways. I'm not, I
crude humour? Not your thing?
Yeah, it's not really my thing. It's even in like TV, in anything, in TV programmes and stuff like that. Now, did I laugh during this? Yes, I 100% did. Is it funny? Yes, it 100% is. It, were there times in it and you were like closing your eyes going, oh God.
Because you know how dogs check each other out.
Yes.
What they eat.
Yes.
You can sort of write the jokes.
Oh,
you're
right. I mean, it's complete like toilet humour. And that kind of thing in it. It reminded me a lot of if anybody's ever seen Sausage Party or, you know, any of those kind of...
No.
Oh, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
Went to one or two, but I've never.
I went. It's a cartoon. I went into it innocently.
There are some girls coming later, are there? Yeah.
I went into it innocently and was traumatized by it. But it's look at there are. I was surprised there was more people at it because you could see teenagers now.
Yes.
Absolutely loving this.
Yeah.
It's very much like.
Jump Street, Family Guy, Ted.
Yes. Very much all in that. It's just kind of like, you know, there's no political correctness involved in this whatsoever. You're kind of reading afterwards the people that are in it and you're not really surprised as to who's in it and who showed up in it. You know, they're the kind of people that show up in a lot of these movies. I was surprised Jamie Foxx was in it. And I'm glad that he recovered from his recent illness.
That's right.
God,
he was stroked, didn't he?
This should not be his last movie.
But his character is hilarious. I mean, he's the really foul-mouthed one. He's the streetwise one, He's the streetwise dog. He's he's too cool for school, yeah.
Yeah, he's terrible in the good sense in it. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fine. But it's not set for me, so it's kind of hard for me to say whether it's good or bad. Do you know what I mean? This is like...
I am very sorry. I'll take you to a nice cartoon the next time.
No, next week
we're going to see the other movie.
Oh,
now.
We are, yeah.
I do know exactly what you're saying, though. Well, you can sit through it and you can get the chuckles, but it's not really. It's not something you're going to turn over from Channel 4 till RT1 to watch.
Yeah,
You're not going to. But then again, you get the whole cinema experience.
I will never watch it again. But I would never watch it again. But
I'd watch it.
I know you are a 16-year-old boy in your head. So like, there you go. Boom.
Yep, this
landing
is true.
In there.
Well, in 4 years.
Right. So
then you're way too young.
I get the impression that you feel there's no point you critiquing it because it's just simply not critiquing it. Sorry, giving it a number because it's not for you and it's going to be.
Well, it's not for me. But and it also wasn't made for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. I didn't even really like Bridesmaids. I don't like when they just go straight to that. I'm just like, it's too the obvious joke. I'm not big into the obvious.
I thought that was a little bit more nuanced.
But I mean, what's not funny about dog poop?
You please at some point watch The Sounds of Freedom? Please.
That's what we were just saying.
We just mentioned
it's coming to the cinema next Friday.
Is it? Okay. Yes.
That's what we wanted to say to people.
If you do that.
We can't wait to see it, yeah.
Yeah, it was on came up in the trailer. We just realised that it's coming, so it's going to be
That'll be an interesting one.
Very interesting. Yeah. And I just intend to just review the film.
Just watch it, yeah.
Yeah, the movie and try and forget some of the other stuff around it.
Yeah.
And I don't care enough about it to have read anything else about it, so I'm fine.
Do you want to do the show next week, Mean Fionnuala? Right, okay. Happy Friday. Watch the first two episodes of the new Star Wars series, Ahsoka.
I presume so.
Probably the best series yet. It has the big screen Star Wars feel to it. Recommend a watch.
Okay.
Watched Fisk on Netflix on your team's recommendation. Very funny. So who recommended Fisk? Is anyone going to claim credit for that?
Nope. It must have been Dai.
I think it was Dai, actually. It doesn't matter as long as you enjoyed it. Yeah, right, so they're going to be watching The Sounds of Freedom. Akola says it's a very important film. I'm not sure if the person's watched it, and I don't want to sort of make any judgment calls, but I think this is being held up as a sort of a...
See, I don't know if it's like streaming, like legally streaming anywhere. It could be. Remember, I said to you last night, I don't know if it's been released for streaming in the States because I haven't looked it up on Just Watch.
It's going to be really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
For the two of you to
go in the cinema next week, yeah.
Right. I'm going to take a very quick break and then we're going to come back with more from our wonderful guests, Michael and Fionnuala. It feels like ages since we've both sat here together.
Yes.
You know?
We have, yeah.
Because of outside broadcasts.
And you were away and.
Commitments.
Yeah.
You bumping us and. All kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of bumped us last week.
I was here. You just didn't ask me anything.
You mean you were there?
No,
yeah,
you were,
no,
you were
there. I was there. No, that's what I mean. I was there for the whole hour.
You weren't.
I was.
Well, do you know what?
Get in here now.
I know, but you know, Caroline decided that she much preferred.
Donegal Daly.
Yeah.
That guy, yeah.
So I know where I've been, stand.
I followed his
I
videos and they're hilarious. They really are very funny. Yeah, I followed him on Instagram and it's really good stuff.
Did I get a mention? Did he give me a mention? I've had a mention.
You have enough mentions after that lovely piece in the Times and everything.
Yeah, that was really good. That was really
in
good.
In fairness. Better than Dahi. Maybe he'll take over from next year. Maybe he'll take over from Dahi next year.
Maybe. I would do it if they asked me. Although I thought what's her name was a brilliant addition to that, Rose of Tralee.
I am not a big fan. Catherine Thomas.
Yeah, I just thought I loved. I don't know any of her previous work. I just liked her confidence. Mm. I liked the fact that she's just stepped in there. She looked like she'd been there all the time. That she'll play with her wit a little bit.
I didn't watch the Rose. Yeah. I only watched the last 5 minutes.
I really dipped in and out myself, if I'm honest. Because other things were on.
Terrible because I flicked over because I was flicking the channels and I realised that it was like 10 minutes to the end.
Yeah.
When I brought up like the TV Times and then I was like, I'll just watch it now. I wonder who won it. Just so I can be critical about them, obviously.
But in a way,
then I was bawling crying when their parents came out. I was like, this is ridiculous.
I missed me, this year's and the last 35 years of it. Also, but other than that, I'm up to date.
I felt in terms of presentation, it was kind of like it was almost like the future and the past were on the stage at the same time, if that makes sense. In that, you know, I just thought the line of questioning was, you know, this default whereby, how are you and your escort getting on? To presume that two people can't spend any time together without.
Yes.
Yeah, her questioning, I thought, was a little bit more, you know. Anyway.
More clued in.
What do you think, listeners? That's the important views here. 086 60 25,000, 086 60 25,000, or give us a call on 074 91 25,000. Go ahead.
The most important thing, her dress was fabulous.
I thought all the dresses were fabulous.
That's what it's all about.
That's a very Father
County's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
If you welcome back to That's Entertainment here at the end of the 9 till noon show for another week. And Fionnuala, you like a good scandal, especially if it involves the British royal family. Channel 4 on a regular terrestrial channel, of course, on their player. The Royals, a History of Scandals.
Yeah, this just came up the other day. And
it's a 1 million parter.
Which is amazing. It could be a 1 million parter. But actually, I love a bit of history, and these are going back, so it's not really about the current royals. It's more historically. And they're kind of going back through different scandals that happened financially and then relating them to kind of the scandals that are still talked about, like who finances, who should, where does the money come from, how's the money spent, which is questions that are being asked now, but questions that were also asked back in the 1500s when they had different, you know, and to me, that's always so fascinating about it. I mean,
it's clever too. That's actually, it gets the mind working, doesn't it?
This one is, you're just kind of like finding out little bits and pieces like that. And also, I always find fascinating, same when you watch like the BBC's Who Do You Think You Are? The paperwork goes back to like just unbelievable.
Is that a good show? I've never watched a full episode of Who Do You Think You Are?
To be honest, it kind of depends on who you get.
Right,
you know, like you could probably give you a list of three or four.
And I always thought the reason that put me off on that, it's like the 7 degrees of separation or the 6 degrees of separation that really, we're all sort of, if you dig deep enough, you can connect yourself to anything. Really.
Oh, no. Like that, no. I actually, no, because the majority of them are not, you know, there's one or two of them where you find where the celebrity finds out that they were related to, you know, like famously Courtney Cox is related to William of Orange.
Right.
Go back far enough to some sort of a thing like that.
But
with
it's kind of more direct
connection. That's it's very little of that. Really what you get a lot of, which is interesting for because again, which I like is like you'll have people that are talking about how I remember one of them and I can't even think what celebrity it was, but they never knew their grandfather. He kind of disappeared from the parents. Turned out that in the war he had shell shock, ended up in well, I suppose at them days it probably was an asylum type situation, and talked about then they kind of talk about the treatment that they would have had at the time and you know, so it explores those kind of because, issues like, more than an individual, you
maybe
know?
Is an age thing, because I the older I get, like I do realize and realize sometimes that I don't really know an awful lot past grandparents. And I'm of a generation where mom and dad had me kind of late and their mom and dad had them kind of late. So it's, you know, it was 150 years ago. So go back one other generation, it would be really, really quite interesting. And I think, I actually think for some people, as you get older, and maybe it's because you get nearer, that you start sort of wanting to dig in a little bit, maybe to get a sense of who you are and purpose.
I think you
and,
just have an interest in... Well, I don't know if it's hard to know really at this stage because there's so many of those kind of shows out there. So you I don't know whether we've been influenced by that kind of an idea.
Possibly.
That you can find all the way back. But I do think you start thinking about your, not just your kind of legacy, but more what's behind you and kind of made you the person that you are now.
So in relation to Royals of History scandal, suppose when you look at it, when you think that they still ride around in gold-plated horse-drawn carriages and the absolute... reaction to a slight change in the gene pool recently.
Yeah.
I suppose if none of that's changed, why should anything else change? And does that program talk to that? I mean, if you know,
there's only been the first one so far. There's going to be four of them in a row. So I haven't all the information on them, obviously, when I haven't watched them all.
Yeah.
But this one in particular, it talked about, I don't know, it's like George the Fourth or something like that, which would have been most people, as they're even saying, it would have been, you know, that's the Blackadder Prince. You know, okay. that Hugh Laurie, yes. remember when Hugh Laurie, real kind of a foolish, sort of a foppish kind of a guy. And that's the caricature of this actual gang. But like before, as when he was the Prince of Wales, he was in today's currency. And like this would have been around 1780, but in today's currency, he was 72 million in debt.
Oh, wow, the other direction.
Built unbelievable stuff all in England and different, you know, Brighton Pavilion and a few things that people would have heard of and seen, but just kept charging everything up to the crown. Like, it just was, oh, yeah, there, daddy will pay for that. And, it, you know, so it goes into all different kind of things. And then if people like Lucy Worsley, this isn't hers, but it is a female historian that's doing it. I'm terrible, I can't think of her name either, but... It's very much in the Lucy Worsley kind of an idea where it's very kind of chatty. She has different people that come in. They go to different buildings, like they go to see the Brighton Pavilion and that kind of thing, where you can still see today how all the walls were done in silver, all the drapes are gold.
Puts context you
can
stuff as well.
Yeah, you can still see exactly what it is, and they kind of put different things. Mm. And also then they talk about different people that kind of interacted with the royals and how they became rich or had their wealth taken away from them and different things like that. I always like that kind of thing. I like a bit of history, so I actually really enjoyed it. I have to say, I'm definitely
looking forward to
the second,
third, and fourth. Deadly Forces on the Legend Channel. Now, where might one find the Legend Channel?
Legend Channel used to be the horror channel, and they mentioned a couple of weeks ago somebody sent in a message about the $6 Million Man and stuff.
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
So that got me, and I was like, "What is Legend?" So it's actually just a rebranding of Horror Channel, which was also Zone Horror. They're also showing.
It kind of really. It's the only shows they can afford. They've kind of branded it to make it look like they're doing it on purpose.
Yes, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah, absolutely. And what they also have, and it's, I wrote down the details here because if you're on, it's Sky 148, Virgin 149, Freeview 41, Freesat 137. There we go. But it's been
research.
The horror channel on and off since 2004. And it actually has a good lineup if you like this kind of stuff. This was on during the week. There's a guy called Wings Hauser, who nobody will recognise. Well, there'll be people out there alone. He was an action star of the 80s and 90s, and he did those cheap B-movies that you used to get in video shops. And I love those kind of cheesy action films where they're not really that good, but there's a bit of a car chase and a shootout, and it's good crack. And I like Wingshauser a lot. Wingshauser was a regular on a couple of seasons of Beverly Hills 90210. He played a sleazy private eye who helped Luke Perry find his sister, I think, who was kidnapped. He was in about 7 or 8 episodes. He had to go undercover with Valerie. Tiffany Amortisse. Valerie was my favourite character on Beverly Hills 90210, needless to say. So I enjoyed seeing Wingshauser team up with Valerie, whatever. So this was a really...
The fact that you remember Beverly Hills 90210.
I love Beverly Hills 90210.
I know, but...
Love it.
Put something of substance into your brain.
That okay, right. Sharp. So this was on during the week, and it's indicative of the sort of films that the channel has. I won't give this a high
number. So Deadly Forces is a film?
It's a film from 1983, and it's about an ex-cop who comes back to town to track down a serial killer because he is the only one that can do it.
Now, I'm not saying it wasn't a commercial success.
It wasn't.
But literally cannot find any... video reference to that on the internet.
There is.
Now, I could find out your inside leg measurement on the internet. But there Deadly Forces, no one in the world ever has decided to upload a clip to YouTube.
It's on Facebook. It's not, I agree with you. I looked. Facebook. It's on Facebook. There's actually a short trailer.
Are you sure it's not called Deadly Prey?
I'm quite sure, yeah.
Okay.
I'm quite sure.
Go on.
But it's a cheap movie. You know, Greg, you know the sort of movie I'm on
about.
And I mean, it's just, the story doesn't make a huge amount of sense. I'm only going to give it like a 4 or a 5 out of 10. But I loved it because it's a car chase and a shootout. And there's a type of movie that there's people like myself will embrace it. And it's perfect for 11 o'clock at night. And you're like, yeah, it's a cop and he's back in town and he's going to rough up a couple of guys and the bad guy will start shooting at him for no reason. And it's great crack. And I think that's the kind of movie you're going to see on Legend. They have a couple of Hammer horror films on. Like, I didn't get to see this week. They had Lust for a Vampire. The title of that tells you everything. It was supposed to be here. It's just Hammer horror films
of the
70s.
And, you know, at the end of the day, it's for a niche.
It's a niche thing,
but it's a niche that's being...
catered to.
That's being catered to.
And I say, I have no problem...
There's a lot of young people that don't know anything about that, that would probably love it now.
Yeah. Wingshauser, if you look Wingshauser up on IMDb, this guy, and
it's,
I am a
it's
huge
not
fan.
A case of Deadly Force.
It's not, no. It's up there on Facebook, I swear, because I found a short.
What year was it made in?
1983. Wings, if you're on IMDb, look up Wingshauser.
No, I'm on YouTube.
You're on YouTube. You'll not find it because I looked on YouTube as well. I did look. I was like, is there any trailers up there?
1983.
Wingshauser did a lot of these movies. Uh-huh. Oh, you found something.
I have, all right. Yeah, here we go.
Are we going to hear it?
Can do.
Yeah.
The cons. Go back to your nice big apple, okay?
Does that sound about right?
The day I took your badge was the last time I ever wanted to see your face.
His wife.
You just can't walk in here and take over again. You can't do that. You're not Super Cop anymore.
But somewhere in the shadows.
Oh, that's bad enough. I can tell.
Explosions and cars. Wingshauser did a lot of these. Like he did a lot of. He would play a mercenary in the next film, or he might play. You know, this is what he did, and he's. I really like him. He's one of those.
Okay. So we
it's great
meet
fun.
Up here on a Friday.
Yes.
To review shows, with a view to maybe the listeners. Watching it.
Yes. So okay. I'm saying go to Legend if you like these
when
kind of.
When was it on?
It was on last Tuesday.
Okay. So if you've got a time machine.
Yeah.
You get in your time machine, you set it to when?
In my defence, it was on the list
so
for
really
last...
So really now you're just coming in, telling us things you've watched, but no one else can watch.
Well, you can probably see it again. I'm sure Legend will come back to it. And I imagine there'll be more of these films.
But if you like that kind of stuff...
If you love that kind of thing.
But it looks decently shot and a decent budget.
I can only say that in the 90s, right... There was a bunch of us, there was lads that, you know, we'd meet up in the nightclub or whatever that, and all the women would be the far side in the nightclub. And we'd chat about films like this.
That's
like,
why all the women were in the far
side.
Yeah,
the far side of the nightclub, yeah.
You understand that, don't you?
But we were like...
But it just didn't know happened that they were giving you the space to have nerd chats.
To have our chats. So you'd go into...
It was Gartland as well, I feel he's
You'd go into...
I feel he's using the term nightclub loosely.
Loosely, yeah. Well, you'd go into Gartland's in Carrick and Shannon, and Gartland's had all the VHS tapes, and you had all... And you'd pick... And you'd be like, oh, there's another... Wingshauser movie, and look, he's got a gun in his hand. It must be a good action film, and you'd take it home and you'd watch it, and it probably wasn't, but you'd enjoy it anyway. So
it's okay.
So you're now they're on Legend Channel, and if you like those kind of cheesy movies, and if you like horror,
Hammer Horror. Give us the channel numbers again, because someone listening will resonate with them.
Sky is 148, Virgin's 149, Freesat's 137, and Freeview 41. It's the horror channel. It's been around for like 19 years. They're also showing $6 Million Man. They're showing Star Trek. They're showing all those shows. As you said, they're making it sound as if they've deliberately sought them out, but probably it's just that these shows are really cheap and no one else is going to... No other channel is going to be showing Deadly Force.
What does that tell you?
It's niche. There's the word. I'm using the word back.
Back in a bit. All right, just to give you one more reminder on this program that we are in sort of the final countdown territory. If you want to be in all three draws as part of our summer cash draw, David James is giving away €2,500 in cash to one of you listening today, or one of you who've bought a ticket. There's another draw for €2,500 on the Naughty Alarm Clock next Friday. And then on this show next week, €10,000 in cash. So if you want to be in all three draws, then you need to get your ticket before early afternoon. How do you do so? Well, you go onto our website, highlandradio.com, click Mega Summer Cash Draw. That's the most convenient way for you to do so. It's safe and secure. It's €10 per ticket, so of course do it within your means and for a bit of crack, like you might the lotto or bingo or something along those lines. Now, if you struggle with that side of things, you can give us a call here, 07491 25000, and we will process them for you. That side of things can get really busy as the cutoff point approaches. So if you're intending to get a ticket, give us a call now and we can make sure your number is in Fionnuala's Trombola. And also, you can call up to us here if you're cash only. You can call up to us here at the Mountaintop Letterkenny, and we will accommodate you that way as well. So as I say, if you want to be in all three draws, you have a couple of hours really now to get those tickets in. And I see a handful of tickets just chucked into the Trombola there of people that have entered this morning. I completely agree with Michael about the girls' performance in Jimmy's winning matches. Saw it last night and I was blown away by it all. I was crying one minute and laughing the next. If you do one thing this weekend, go see this show. Highly recommended. I didn't like Catherine Thomas. Dahi on his own is better. Ah, right, Catherine. Right, okay, that's on the roads of tree. Some people are traditionalists and some people like to. I was watching, you ever see things that you sort of see that's in a lot of films and then it's like in every film and it almost ruins it for you? And I've found myself now noticing that in every film I watch or program, someone throws up. It happens in so many films. Wait till you see now. Over the next week watching TV, you'll see three or four people throw up. And secondly...
You ruined stuff for me struggling
and a gun, and then them struggling to get the gun. It's in every film.
You ruined a lot of stuff for me. First of all, with your drone footage.
Oh, that actually has ruined a lot of stuff.
And then you mentioned when I was watching Ozark, you were on about half the screen in one focus and half the screen in one focus. And you ruined the last two seasons of Ozark. And now you're after...
Because I'd be like, what's going on in the background?
I can't see.
Is that a Ford Dodge?
It does make it.
So people are going to be throwing... Actually, Strays was full of throwing up sequences because dogs throw up a lot.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing you just mentioned?
Guns. When the gun struggles and it bounces away and they have to
struggle. That's my viewing rune for the month of September.
Are any other tropes that you see all the time in films and TV shows that's annoying? 0866 25000.
Just talking about it there. Cool. There's a new show on Netflix about Hollywood tropes. Rob Lowe's. I remember Rob Lowe's. I know.
This might be a conversation that leaked from off air to on air.
It did. That's because I never remember anybody's name. Everybody who knows me knows my life is a game of charades.
Yes.
You either join me in this game of charades.
Vin Diesel's name. And I feel if you forget Vin Diesel's name.
You either join me in this game of charades or you stay out of my life. Yeah, that's basically.
I'm sorry, I'm actually in Camp Fionnuala here.
It's the requirement to join. If you want to become part of this party, you've got to join. Charades is definitely part of it. But Rob Lowe has a thing and it's just like a six-parter, half hours. And it just each one talks about different, like what I was explaining to him is one of them is, you know, every movie needs the funeral scene. And at the funeral scene, you have the man standing at a distance watching, you know, the stranger.
Seen it, yeah.
But they were saying then in The Fast and the Furious, you have Paul Walker at a distance watching the funeral while Vin Diesel is watching Paul Walker watch the funeral at a distance from a distance.
I take it there's a comedic element to that show, isn't
there? It's actually one of the best things I've seen Rob Lowe in a long time.
Yeah.
Because he does start taking the mick of himself and he seems to have eased up from...
He was potentially at one point going to be the next big Hollywood Hot forever.
Oh my God.
Maybe he occupied
my
that space for
and
a while.
I
but
just loved him.
Yeah.
Oxford Blues and St. Elmo's Fire and those. Oh my God, he was amazing.
I've seen none of those.
Oh my God.
I was busy watching Wings House of Films.
Was that St. Elmo's Fire song written for that show? I wonder.
Oh, it must have. I'm assuming it was.
Is that possibly the best song ever written for a
It's a great track. It's an absolute banger, yeah.
All I know, Rob Lowe played the trumpet in it. I'm sure he cannot play the trumpet in real life, but we were all convinced.
I don't think you care whether he can or not.
Lowe, I know. Played the trumpet or he played the trumpet? Because, I mean, if he played the trumpet, that's some pretty amazing acting.
Kevin from Dunlow says, "Hi Greg and the TV too. Looking forward to watching Camp Theatre. It's got rave reviews as it seems to be a mockumentary about a theatre."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tony Award winner Ben Platt and Molly Gordon star in the new original comedy theatre Camp as Amos and Rebecca Diane, lifelong best friends and drama instructors at a rundown camp in upstate New York. When clueless tech bro Troy, Jimmy Tatro, arrives to run the property into the ground, Amos, Rebecca Diane and production manager Glenn, Noah Galvin, band together with the staff and students to stage a masterpiece and keep their beloved summer camp afloat. By the way, too late to warn you about keeping away from the strays. Stop. Okay.
Yeah.
And I, the Rose co-host, was Kat Altogether. And where did she say she got the handcuffs from? Ara Kevin, don't be a prude. She said it was a joke about a local sex shop. Come on now. Just because if Dahi said that, everyone would be rolling around laughing. Oh, Dahi, you cheeky get. But a woman says it and it's like, ooh, Mrs. What, you know what I mean? Come on.
Girls don't do those kind of things.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway,
I want Greg to review everything in those voices. That just everything. I want everything.
Right, is this a series, How to Become, on Netflix?
I don't know if it's becoming a series because I found the two of them and I'm like, this is right up my alley because really, both of these are personal goals of mine. Mm. And they're both of them.
I'd say you particularly enjoyed How to Become a Tyrant.
Yeah, well, I feel I'm already halfway there with that one, but I watched them in the wrong order. That's what I did.
What?
Because I watched Cult Leader first.
These are
two... again, kind of documentaries that they've done. Peter Dinklage is the voices of both of them. So I don't know if they're going to do more of them. But I watched the first one, which was How to Become a Cult Leader, and I actually really enjoyed it because I do love a good cult. And I totally could see myself as...
It's convincing people to follow you is the problem. Like, I would be a great cult leader, but I would have a very small cult.
Yeah, you'd be amazed.
Really?
Honest to God, watch this and it'll just help you push it over the line.
Okay.
It's actually, I really enjoyed them because, again, they're both historical, but they're also kind of interesting as in, you know, with regard to cults, what's always interesting is how people get themselves involved in it and how easily it goes from being like a little self-help group where you're kind of meeting on a Tuesday and having a coffee and then suddenly like a year and a half later you find yourself living in the desert somewhere and, you know...
You've signed away all your...
In one of these, they were like self-mutilating themselves on the idea that they can't... You know, it's like, it's the journey.
But
is
it's
always
the person, it's discovering the people that have a massive want in their lives and you filling that.
I mean,
if you fill a population of 6 billion, is it that hard to round up 100?
I know, but there's a lot of cults in America.
Yeah.
And also, you think about other things, in one of these, like they talk about the Moonies, you know what I mean? Which is, I suppose, some people would consider it a religion and a lot of people consider it a cult. But, like, I mean, millions of people are in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can't all have a want. Like, some of them have a genuine belief in this, and some of them have, and they have like mass weddings, and they do. Right. It's an interesting.
One's kind of interesting too, particularly with the demise of the leaders of the Wagner group, which I presume they're tyrants.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, that it's only now that they're dead, and Wagner seems to be a thing of the past now, or most likely to be, that you realize that you have to be in such a. To get up to be such a position of power and influence and what have you.
That's what's interesting about this. It's how they kind of moved their way up through it. You know, it talks about like Kim Jong-il and his predecessors. It, you know, obviously Gaddafi's in it.
Yeah. The Tories.
No, but what I do find interesting is every once in a while, and particularly with cult in the cult leader one, they start slipping in like, you know, the army. And, you know, they talk about, oh, well, you have to get everybody, you know, to be thinking the same thing and following the same rules. And next minute there's like, it flicks, because it kind of flicks through different footage and old footage of certain cults, but also little bits from movies where it talks about how you can, you know, these kids start, people that become tyrants, how they start off, you know, the kind of way they're bullies in the schoolroom and that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know,
start early.
They talk about their charisma. They talk
and it's
about
very,
how
seems very consumable
there.
Because both are six episodes, 30 minutes each.
Yeah, so I just really enjoy, you know, you're kind of looking for something that's just a little bit light or whatever. You sit down and watch exactly.
Which do you see, where do you see yourself landing? Do you think you'll head down the tyrant route or do you see yourself heading down the cult leader route?
If you can become the cult leader route, you really need to become the tyrant and the cult leader are very much the same. Except, well, the tyrant has a tendency to murder all their friends and family along the way.
Messy.
I'm incredibly close to being a cult leader.
I'll blend the whole lot together.
Okay. Not commenting.
I'm going to take a quick break. Okay, well, welcome back onto the show. Alan O'Reilly of Carlo Weather. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Greg. How are we doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to have you on. I mean, there's been a pattern really seemingly in the weather through July now into August. Is that going to continue as August turns to September, I wonder?
It does look a little bit like that. The Atlantic is very much active with a lot of tropical storms and hurricanes, which is going to influence our weather indirectly, hopefully not directly. Mm. No sign of any coming our way. But we do have less rainfall, you know, in the last few days and the next week or so ahead. Still rain, still showers at times, but no more sign of anything like Betty or anything significant coming our way at the moment, at least. So you're looking like another showery afternoon and evening. Some heavy showers actually late tonight, early tomorrow morning. Saturday, a very mixed day. Northwest breeze, very strong breeze, making it feel fresh. It'll be time to get the autumn wardrobe out if you haven't already, because it's only going to feel like about 11 or 12 degrees and some showers, but some sunny spells developing in the afternoon, especially in the south of the county. However, we have another band of rain coming through Saturday night with a wet start for Sunday morning. So if you have plans for early Sunday morning, it is looking rather wet. That will clear away though, and it will improve later in the afternoon and evening. And then next week, it's still similar, mixed bag, sunny spells, showers, no significant rainfall, but no real good kind of clear, dry days that you couldn't say you were going to have to not worry about the umbrella.
Right, garden furniture is officially going in the shed. I've given up on summer. Thank you very much indeed, Alan.
Hi, cheers, guys.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Stuff it.
Who put away their autumn clothes? I think that's what we've been wearing all summer.
We took out the table and chairs and we sat in them for half a day in June.
Yeah. So June was good.
2 weeks of June was okay, yeah. But it wasn't beach weather.
Okay, maybe not, yeah, but it was good. It was sunny.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on
you got to pick it.
Lots of people go to the... You know what I mean, beach weather. I'm on about lying on the beach. Yes, St. Elmo's Fire was for the... St. Elmo's Fire was the crap film of the same name. I disparage your collective taste sometimes. Well, firstly... St. Elmo's Fire, I will never play that, but I recognise that it is a popular song that is, you know, you're going to hear it.
I liked it.
I've never seen the film either. So
no.
Really what effectively I'm doing
is I... Rob Lowe is good.
But I'm kind of decoupling myself from you two. I don't like the way this listener has...
conscious.
Yes.
conscious decoupling.
Greg, please mention that there is a one-day book sale in Burt tomorrow in St. Mary's Hall, Saturday at 11 a.m. That comes in from Kathleen. More than happy to do so. So we've got a couple of minutes. You're going to be watching The Flash... I suppose that's a good one to finish on, Fionnuala, because you haven't watched it yet.
Oh my God, I'm in season six.
Right, let's move on to something else then.
It's on Sky.
It's on Sky. The Flash. What is The Flash? Is it? It's
superhero.
It's you've watched it all, yeah.
I'm looking for TV programs that, and Michael recommended this one because I'm looking for TV shows now that there's no new stuff kind of coming.
Yes,
you know, we're sort of in a bit of a lull of it.
Yeah, because of strikes. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff that I was looking for that we'd see.
So an awful lot of stuff that he's mentioned before and you completely dismissed. You might revisit.
Yes, like Doctor Who, Fionnuala. Like Doctor Who.
I can't imagine myself ever.
Doctor Who.
I'd have to watch it from the start.
I'd love to get into like an 8 or 9 series or. You know, especially, I'm sorry to put myself in winter mode, but you know what?
Oh, I know, you'd love to get...
Maybe I'll just try Game of Thrones.
You know,
oh
it's
my
not,
god, you haven't watched Game of Thrones?
No,
oh,
try
you
it.
Should totally just.
I don't know how you'll react to it.
Stick with it. No, no, stick with it.
Greg, you know that Justified is back, and you love Justified.
No, it's brand not new. Actually on the telly though.
Oh, it's not over. I haven't looked at it yet. I haven't seen it yet. I know it's back in America, so it'll soon be here.
Is it really?
It's brand new episodes, yeah. Justified. And the reviews are good.
I watched that twice.
The reviews are good. Justified was a great show. Yeah,
have you watched Justified?
No.
You really should.
I put it on
it's
the
really
list
smart show.
I'm looking for stuff now. Yeah. So it's Timothy Olyphant. It's hard to find stuff though, because I keep taking stuff off platforms, and I'm like, now's the time we should be leaving it there.
So
like.
Many bloody subscriptions to so many different things.
I know.
As well,
oh my god, I dread sitting down and counting it up. But The Flash is on, and I am enjoying it. It's for if anybody likes the Disney or you know, looking for a superhero
we'll
kind
have
of thing.
A proper chat
you
about
can sit
that
and have
week.
The kids. Oh, it's hardly okay. worth that. He's every time he starts. Every time he starts, so funny. He starts off every time, and he's like, "Oh my god, and the world is in peril, and the only person that is fast enough to save him is me." He puts the world in peril every time.
Right,
I'm like,
if anyone wants
sake,
to know what Fionnuala's like in real life, this is what Fionnuala's like in real life.
Stop running.
Fionnuala Abbott, thank you so very much indeed, as always.
Thank you.
Michael Levy,
thank you very
great
much.
To have you
great
on the
fun.
Show. Okay, we'll be back on Monday morning, all being well from 9. Have a lovely weekend. Stay tuned, though. John Bresson's got a brilliant show coming up for you. It's Around the Northwest, and it's coming up after the news at 12.